can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a signal.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for Confirm or Deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
All right, I can't confirm. The Confirm or Deny is brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Lease the 2022 NX350 F Sport Series 1 from just $328 biweekly for 39 months. Available for immediate delivery. Details at DonValleyNorthLexus.com. Confirm and deny. We know the way this works. A statement is made. We go around the table. We either confirm that it will happen or we deny that it will happen. Very simple. All right.
Fire
Let's get
away.
Started here. Confirm or deny. Nazem Kadri, who is a UFA at the end of the year.
No. I'm not even letting you say this one.
I'm not going to say he's coming back to Toronto.
Oh, okay.
I'm not. All right, you want to confirm or deny that he's coming back to Toronto?
No, I'm denying that. They can't afford him. The guy's going to want $9 million a year.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Nazem Kadri's next contract will have a cap hit, an annual cap hit of at least $7.5 million per season.
100%. 100% confirmed.
He's over 30. That's a big number.
You think he gets a 4 or 5 year deal at $8 or $9 million a year?
I would give it to him if I had it. How many teams have 8 or 9?
Detroit. Don't you think Detroit wants to make a move?
That would make some sense for sure.
Boston, if
Bergeron retires.
I think Boston should be all in on Scheifele, but that's another conversation.
Maybe a team doubles down and says, you know what, we're going to be good next year. A team like Detroit and says, we're getting Scheifele and we're getting Nazem Kadri.
Interesting.
Or the Leafs trade Nylander, sign Kadri, and go get Nylander, get like a high-end a defenseman that can play, or a goaltender.
Interesting. Look at you.
I'm not starting trouble. Think outside the box here. Everything has to be on the table.
Can you repeat that back to me, please?
Said, if you want to give money to Nazem Kadri and bring him back into the fold, because he can play wing, too. Let's not forget. He can play the wing. Like, he can push over. Maybe it's you sign him as a UFA, you trade one of the core four, so I'll say Nylander, use his money to and trade him for a high-end defenseman or a goaltender, something on the back end.
Yeah.
Like that's, you don't have to go, if you trade one of those players, it doesn't have to be a lateral
for the
move
replacement
for a replacement.
Yep.
Like you've got to move
like
deck
Maverick,
chairs around.
I threw Goose's chains into the ocean, and I was forgetting about this team for the summer, but you just
piqued my
interest.
I'm not going to get crazy. I'm going to agree 100%. I think Kadri gets something easily with a 7 in it, because I think he's an intangible player, too. And I've been hard on him here, because I think he's always been a gray area player, but he's found another level, and it doesn't hurt that he played in Colorado and played first line power play
McKinnon's been out a lot this year.
So those numbers may be a little bit skewed, right?
Well, and that's the question, but he doesn't have to concern himself with that until he's got to play at the contract number, right? Like going into negotiations, it's what, look at what I've done here. He's always been a guy that can contribute. Like he's been scored, you know, he's a guy that is going to score 25 for you, 50 plus points, I think, on any team in the league.
Right.
And, you know, he plays with Jam. He shows up every single night. Yes, he's a wild card. Like, he's got to own the suspensions and the stuff with Binnington was reckless. Like, he knew what he was. He wasn't intending on injury there, but he was going for the puck at a pace. Let's put it that way. But I'll confirm it. I don't see him staying in Colorado. I don't see how that's going to work. I think he'd be looking to get a payday, which he should. And I think there'll be teams lined up to get him and lined up to pay him. Where he ends up is a different. That's a different conversation. I'm not sure, but I'd take him on my team any day. I've been president of his fan club for a long time, as we know. Confirm or deny: if the Oilers make it to a Cup final, Connor McDavid will win the Conn Smythe, even if they lose the series. Ron Hextall,
Sebastian Chiguer.
Move.
I'm confirming it because I think if they make it to the Cup final, that means they not only beat Calgary, they beat Colorado, which is, you know, I think Colorado's winning the Cup personally, but I mean, again, I don't know if Tampa, who's going to beat that goaltender four times in a row.
That's a good question.
You know, like that's crazy, but I would say confirm, because McDavid's on another planet right now. If he can drag him through another round.
I'm going to deny it, Noodles. I think there's two things that have to happen. This dominance needs to continue, which it doesn't look like it's going to stop, but there's certainly no guarantee.
True.
And in 2022, even you mentioned Jagr Hayes, that was like, what was that, 7 or 8 years ago, 10 years ago?
Longer than that. It was like 03 or something. Yeah. New Jersey, yeah. I think they lost to.
It would be a tough call to give it to the losing team. I think people would be outraged. I don't know why I think it's different now, but I have a feeling that it would just be like, you got to be kidding me. You're giving it to the losing team.
Yeah, he obviously feels like an outlier. You know, it would almost be like an appreciation badge for, hey, thank you for all the greatness. But I feel like it would be Tampa, and I think Vasilevsky, if that ends up happening, how could you argue that he hasn't been as great?
No,
if it gets
no
to
kidding.
That point, you know, if he keeps winning and standing on his head and stymies McDavid in this hypothetical situation.
You're giving it to Vasilevsky.
I think
then.
He would deserve it, too. Like, even if McDavid's got 45 points, you know, if Vasilevsky's numbers are off the charts and he's done it again. So I think it's very difficult to do. I don't think we've ever seen it from a skater. We've seen it from goalies. Hextall did it in 87, I believe it was, and Jagr did it, but I'll deny it. Confirm or deny, the Golden State Warriors winning a championship this year would count as the beginning of a new dynasty, not a continuation of the old one. Is this a new era for them, or does this count as just a whole, because you still got Steph, Clay, Draymond, Steve Kerr?
100% confirm it's a new dynasty. Mm-hmm. It's just like Jordan. Didn't they do three-peat/three-peat?
Yep, he left in between. You're right. It didn't. Right. It kind of gets isolated as almost two different reigns, you know, in a way.
Think of Golden State. Like, it gives a lot of. It should give a lot of sports fans and organizations hope, because they had the injuries, they bottomed out, and then they're right back. What is it? 3 years later?
Yep. Well, it was the Raptors, right? They lost to the Raps the last time they were at this height.
Right, when Clay and Durant
Steph,
got injured.
Durant, yeah, that's right. That's
and
right.
Then the next year, they shut Steph down, like, flat out. Remember? Yep. And, like, bottomed out.
They
and
tanked.
I think we all, even on this show, we were like, okay, that's the end of it. Like, and now they're back. What? That's 3 years later.
Yeah, because last year they were good, not great. They lost in the play-in. Remember, the Lakers beat them in the play-in. And
yeah.
You think KD could ever weasel his way back in there?
I wonder about that. He's got to be thinking, because they got a new building. That's why I'm going to confirm it as well, because, like, Jordan Poole's a huge part of this. Wiggins is a huge part of this. But they got the new building. It's a new era in the NBA as well. It just feels like, you know, LeBron's not where he was. KD's in the West. Or in the East, I should say. It does kind of feel like almost they're starting the clock, which says a lot about Steph Curry. And, like, Klay Thompson hadn't played in like 2 years and is now back and playing and contributing. And Draymond Green has been a huge impact player. But there's new pieces. It's a different era, it feels like, in the NBA. And I'll confirm it in terms of where the Warriors are at. Confirm or deny, the Blue Jays' struggling bats have become a legitimate concern this season.
I'm getting to that point, and Vladdy is number one on my list that it's a confirmed concern.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one thing I wasn't worried about at all, Brian. That's why I'm concerned about it. I'm like, these guys just naturally are going to mash because they're that good. I mean, who's out of that lineup that you would think would be affecting things? Like, they brought in Chapman. Like, is there any big bat that's gone? I don't think so.
Well, Semien's gone, but
was he the straw that stirred the drink? I can't even say that.
Probably. That one was a tough one. Straw that stirs the drink is a tough one. Minus three. Gentlemen.
But what is the element that shook it up, or it's just not the same? That's what makes me wonder and be concerned at the same time.
I'm with you. Like, Teoscar had the injury, and he hasn't been where he was at. Gurriel's injured now. Gurriel's always been a hot and cold hitter.
None of them.
But, like, Vladdy, you know, to your point, we're talking 15 games, you know, without a home run here. This is a guy that is not – he got intentionally walked last night, and it felt like a win in a way. Like, that's Vladdy Guerrero. You never want to take the bat out of his hand. And, you know, Bichette had such a poor start. He's coming around to an extent. But, yeah, you still have Springer, Bichette. You've got Teoscar back. You've got Vladdy. Chapman has not been good. Kirk has not been good. They're all performing so below, like, a reasonable bar that it has to be concerning. So I will confirm it because, yeah, you know, we're talking 42 games now, and sometimes the season just doesn't play out the way you projected it would on a piece of paper before the season started.
When we talked about how great this team at the start of the season, you kept saying, what year were you referring to?
It was the 2012.
12, yeah.
Maybe it was the 13 Jays. I think it was the 13 Jays. They won 76 games. That was after the big Marlins deal. They went out and got R.A. Dickey.
And it just didn't work that year. It was just one of those things where the expectations were through the roof and it just didn't come together. It's a different feel here, but
they're better than that team. They're two games above 500.
But it something's got to give here.
Yeah, like, the bats have got to wake up. And they will wake up. It's just a matter of when they wake up, do they stay awake? Yeah. You know, or do they have a 10 or 15 game explosion and then, you know, kind of come back and cool off again? Confirm or deny, Mark Giordano, who just signed a 2-year deal to stay with the Leafs. Mark Giordano is a lock to make the opening night roster in the 23-24 season, so the second year of his contract. Opening night lock to be in the lineup.
How old will he be? 40?
40.
He turns 39 October 3rd. So he'll be 39 to start this season.
Right.
I'm the biggest Gio fan out there, but when a guy's 40 years old, there's no guarantee what can happen in a calendar year. Who knows? There's no guarantee on that, and I'm sure he's aware of that, too. It's about next year, and then the summer after that, you see what happens.
I agree. I don't think anything's a lock right now. Everything's on the table. Like, you've got to get through this season and see how things unfold, and unfold for him as well. Like, Mark Giordano is one of the most competitive players I've ever played with and been around. And if he starts to see his game erode, or he's not happy with certain situations, like, he's not going to hang around just to be, you know, hey, play another year. Like, I don't even know what's happening.
He'll say check, please, if he's terrible.
Right. Like, at the end of the day, I expect big things from Gio just because I know the quality of the person. But at some point, Father Time comes looking for you too, right?
That's right.
You know, although Mike Smith is 40 years old and
still playing. I don't think it's a lock one way or the other, which means I will deny it that it's a lock that he'll be in the opening night roster. But I kind of sense that second year is also a reason why he would be willing to accept the $800,000, right? Like, I don't think the Leafs had to give him 2 years. He's 39 years old. Right. Like, Spezza's been getting 1-year deals. So, yes, I think, you know, it's been documented. He went down from $1 million to $800,000, but he got a second year. And if he's not capable of playing, then I'm sure he might retire because he won't need the cash. Or, you know, it'll be a mysterious injury, and why don't you step in and work for the organization? You know what I mean? It'll be a Robert Island scenario, and it won't count against the cap. So, for the Leafs, it doesn't matter. So,
And let's not forget, like, this market, Gio's from here. You don't think he's going to be on these insurance commercials that we see?
Oh, of course.
Marner and, like,
Spez is doing commercials all the time here.
The one with his legs blow up, I laugh at that every time, where Spez is riding the bike and his leg. Have you seen that one?
Yeah. They've all been through. There's been a handful of the Leafs that have done those.
Exactly. Like, they're all going to be. I mean, that's the type of stuff, the perks that come with this market.
Right.
So, you know,
and
I
alumni jacket. Right. Once he plays, he's already has access to the alumni jacket. He can be up there the rest of his life if he wants to.
I've got it. When we get maybe after the break or whatever, I've got a question for you about the alumni and all of that.
Okay, we'll come back and delve into it. Confirm or deny was brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Lease the 2022 RX350 F Sport Series 2 from just $348 biweekly for 39 months. Available for immediate delivery. Details at DonValleyNorthLexus.com.